Governor Dunleavy wrote to the Philippines Consul General in San Francisco a little over a month ago, offering up the Malaspina vessel to the Pacific nation. This vessel is surplus to our fleet, is in need of some repairs, but does have some service life left, the governor's letter reads. We would be willing to provide the vessel to the Philippine government or to a private ferry company in the Philippines free of charge. The letter included a pamphlet on the 408-foot ship and a link to a YouTube video of a 2015 walkthrough posted on a ferry vessel fan page. The Malaspina was built in the 1960s, and as the state sharply cut back its ferry budget in recent years, it decided to put the ship in layup status rather than spend millions of dollars in needed repairs. It's seen minor flood damage since then, and it appears unlikely to ever return to service in Alaska. With the state paying roughly $450,000 a year to keep the ship at a Ketchikan dock, the Dunleavy administration has said it's looking at deep-sixing the vessel to cut its losses.
Right now, we are actively looking at working with the EPA to scuttle the ship and potentially salvage some of the steel.
That's the Alaska Marine Highways General Manager John Falvey, briefing House lawmakers in March. He says there's only been tepid interest in buying it, and as its fleet has diminished in recent years, the state has also struggled to offload other ferries. One went to a scrapyard in India, and two more sold to a Spanish ferry company for a tiny fraction of what the state originally paid for them. But at the time, Falvey said there would still be a public process.
If we were to sell it, we would have to, per state requirements, put it out to a sealed bid, just like we've done for the two fast ferries.
So that's the backstory for when Governor Mike Dunleavy penned a letter to the Philippines consulate in San Francisco offering the ship up for free. That decision gets mixed reviews from former state procurement officials.
I am stunned in reading the letter that it wasn't advertised and put out for auction or something similar.
Barry Jackson was a top state procurement official for 30 years, and he says there might be interest from U.S. entities or private organizations happy to receive a free ship.
If you want to get away from the bills that this ferry is costing, advertise that you want to give it away and see what happens.
Other veterans of procurement are more charitable.
It may look at first blush like, you know, we're just giving away something that's worth a lot of money.
Jason Souza was the state's top procurement official until 2019.
It may feel like it makes a lot more sense to go try to sell it. But when you start digging into it, you might find that there are a lot of costs associated with it.
He says state law waives normal procurement rules for giving things to other governments. But he recognizes the governor's letter also floated a private ferry company as a possible receiver, which isn't normally allowed. Dunleavy's offer comes at a time of transition for the ferry system's governance. One of the few pieces of legislation to pass this session was a bipartisan bill that created an oversight board for the Marine Highway. Sitka Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins was one of its sponsors. He says the new Marine Highway Operations Board should be seated before the state starts offering to give away ships.
It just seems completely contrary to the notion that we're trying to create, you know, new independent operations and governance. And then right before the operations board gets appointed, let's just get rid of one of the ferries, of which, you know, we don't have that many.
The governor's spokesperson said Monday there hasn't been any response from the letter. The governor's office declined to comment further. The consul general of the Philippines in San Francisco says its chief diplomat will visit Juneau in July. But a spokesperson said in a follow-up email that it's part of their normal outreach for Philippine citizens in Alaska, not a ferry fact-finding mission. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.